prayer. I mean, I went through some thoughts again the past couple of days, and about relationships. You know, you might have someone who you just don't like, and you go kind of for life, and you just don't get together. It's like, and you may not even know why, or of course it's generally just because of differences of opinion and character and outlook, but there's maybe some chemistry, you know, all that, or whatever. And then you might think, but when we leave this world, maybe we are friends in the world beyond this. And I read a very nice book, which I would really like to make into a film or something. It was about that. Two guys who were enemies like anything here on Earth, and then they died, killed each other or something. And then they were in heaven, or whatever you want to call it, the more real world. Oh, what did we go through down there on Earth? How could we be so foolish? I don't know. Anyway, nice to know we're friends here. I mean, we're all friends in the real world. There's no reason for enmity. So anyway, then kind of, you know, women and we've got children. I mean, these relationships, what are they in the real world? Sometimes we learn that these relationships we have here, they are completely just illusory. It's just Maya, it's just false egos. It's not the real us walking around here. But it is the real us walking around. But not walking around here, but believing and experiencing ourselves to be walking around in this world. And the body and the identity persona we have here is false. It's not our... I mean, it's an avatar. It's just a role we play, right? But the real us, and you know what we're discussing, you know, because I mean the woman issue there for me is like, I guess it's for most of us, is there a soulmate out there? I tried that one, and no, it wasn't the soulmate. And now I'm only interested in, I would, you know, gave up hope. The only one I could ever embrace now in my life is one who is definitely my soulmate. But then, you know, what if that I mean you can really speculate, you know, what if my soulmate, your soulmate comes here and is here with you, but maybe you're such a dull and selfish and materialistic rascal that you can't see that. Maybe you like beautiful specimens of the opposite sex, and that soulmate has appeared in an ugly one. I mean, these kind of, again, it becomes a story, right? And it's our story, and we should learn something from it. And then I thought, that we should probably not try to speculate about that kind of, you know, our identities in the real life. And in relation to, like, like my mother, and I just thought, because I'm writing a story, you know, fantasy goes sometimes, and what if my mother, the one who was my mother in this life, is actually my soulmate, my woman, my wife, or whatever it is in the high world, in the real world. Oh my goodness. You know, this sounds incestuous and strange from here, from this point of view. But then I thought, you know, well, if we free ourselves completely from the idea that this world is anyway real and more than a dream, then whatever relationships we have when we or don't have, I mean, but I think it kind of makes sense that we who meet here also know each other in the real world, maybe just like gamers. Well, we learn to know each other, and after that, hey, got a new friend here. If we shall continue with the virtual game parable metaphor. So yeah, you know, maybe then when we're back in reality, oh gosh, that feels like a strange dream. It was just a strange dream, that life on Earth thing. Oh, and even those who just climb out of this body, near-death experiences, so they often say that this the world down there is so unreal. This is much more real. And then they come back again. It's so difficult. So just imagine if we come back to the real reality. And then we might stand there, look at each other. You were my mother in that life. My goodness, and we were enemies. Whew. It seemed so real. Fantastic game. So, we are here for a reason, and we are playing these roles for a reason. And destiny is here, which is God, mainly looking at us and kind of coordinating the whole game here, but we choose how we want to play it, right? So, therefore I'm skeptical towards this astrology thing, also from that same book I read then back some years ago, that the destiny, you know, you build your lives stone by stone, putting a stone and another stone and build. And every stone, every rock, every step on the way is part of life, is part of the experience, learning and exploring and learning to know new people and new places and new understanding and experience. And of course the question there, you know, who am I anyway? Where am I? What am I doing here? What do I want to do in my life? It's a good question, and these are the questions we are dealing with here.